And next up on The Old Mole, we have Joe Clement, who interviews Shin Steiner. They are going to talk about IWW, Industrial Workers of the World. They have a class coming up that's free and open to the public, and they'll talk also about why unions are important.
What's your name?
Sam Scarlett.
What's your religion?
The IWW.
That ain't no religion.
The only one I got.
Who's your next of kin?
I don't have any.
Well, who's your best friend?
Big Bill Haywood.
He's in here with you.
He's still my best friend.
What's your nationality?
None.
Well, what country are you a citizen of?
I am a citizen of industry.
Where is your home?
Cook County Jail.
Before that?
County Jail, Cleveland, Ohio.
And before that?
City Jail, Akron, Ohio.
Look, are you a citizen?
No, I'm an industrial worker of the world.
Good morning. I'm Joe Clement for the Old Mole Variety Hour. Today is International Workers' Day. And in recognition of that, the clip that we heard just before was the opening scene from a 1979 documentary about the industrial workers of the world called Wobblies. In the studio with me today is the secretary of the Portland branch of the Industrial Workers of the World, Shin Steiner. Thanks for coming on the Old Mole today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Joe.
This Wednesday, the 3rd, the IWW will be hosting a class called Introduction to the IWW. It'll be from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the IWW office at 2249 East Burnside. It's free and open to the public. There will be snacks provided and childcare available if you need it. I asked Shin to come on today to talk a bit about that class, but I want to begin our conversation by asking a question that may seem a little obvious, but which I think bears repeating again and again. Why are unions important?
Well, you know, I mean, honestly, it is a good question. And given just that until, in a lot of ways recently, union membership has been declining and the labor movement's been struggling to find a new way to focus its efforts, it's unfortunately unsurprising that a lot of people don't have a lot of familiarity with what the labor movement is and what a union is. I could say from the standpoint of the industrial workers of the world, we think a union is any time two or more workers begin to cooperate and communicate and take action at their workplace to directly change their conditions, their pay, and their lives.
Sure, but to play devil's advocate, a lot of people might say, well, I can just go talk to my boss when there's a problem. They have a open door policy.
Honestly, when things go wrong on your job and you just try and act on your own, you're going to get singled out, you're going to get written up, and you're going to get fired. When you and your coworkers come together, when you guys make a plan and start taking strategic actions to make your needs known and make them important to gain power and leverage, well, that's going to change everything. You might actually get what you want, what you need.
Could you give a little background on the Industrial Workers of the World, where it comes from?
The Industrial Workers of the World, or as we're sometimes known, the Wobblies, we were founded about 112 years ago, 1905, in Chicago, Illinois. We, since our very inception, have been a union dedicated to both the equality of the working class, but also the empowerment of the working class. We see our sort of vision of society as one where every workplace is run democratically. Those who don't own, you know, factories or roads or communication lines or intellectual property have to sell their labor. We view this as oppressive and as something to be ended. So we want something instead that's democratic, that allows us to actually have real power over how our economy works, both in a broad sense, but in a very real local sense as well.
What is the mechanism of power that workers have that we're trying to realize?
Anytime you do your job, you realize that your workplace doesn't run without you. If it did, you'd have already been on the street. You have power in what you're doing, in either withholding that, shifting those efforts, or otherwise coordinating with your coworkers to make work unfeasible, to make profit for your bosses impossible until your needs are met.
So how is the IWW different from other unions?
The way we tend to focus our efforts is all built around our mission. Like I said before, we are dedicated to police democracy, and so we conceive of our union not as a top-down mechanism, but as something that exists from workers themselves and decided by the workplace. So each shop of workers actually controls its strategy, it controls its goals, and its tactics. They are the ones who determine what they're going to do. No one else can for them. Not the branch, those workers do. One of our primary focuses is that we are driven by our rank and file. In fact, we are entirely comprised pretty much of our rank and file. So in other unions, you have a lot of paid staff organizers who are often very talented experts, but they end up coming up with what grievances to go with, what bargains and what demands are winnable. And in the IWW, it's more about the workers in the workplace themselves coming to those terms. Even if they make a mistake, then it's a mistake that they have made together, and that's a learning experience. But more often than not, it actually they'll fight harder, they'll fight longer, and they'll fight more creatively than anyone from the outside because it's their lives, because they care. As a consequence of this, and as one of our goals around this, it also creates a sense of very strict direct democracy within the union, such that all members, regardless of what dues rate they pay, have the same power, the same voice, the same vote. And more explicitly, it's not just like a formal structure that you see written down in a constitution. That's also the way it's enacted. That's the way it's lived and practiced in the union.
So what is the IWW doing these days in Portland?
Well, we have actually a number of campaigns going on. So for starters, we have an affiliate, the Burgerville Workers Union, and we've been very active in supporting their campaign, providing any sort of tactical or resource assistance that they need. So that's been going on for, as of May Day, it's going to be about 1 year and 5 days.
And I understand there are a couple shops that have contracts that are negotiated through the IWW?
Yes. So there are two contract bargaining units in the Janus Youth Programs, as well as a contract with called Safety, formerly known as the Women's Portland Women's Crisis Line.
And that Janus Youth Program, it's a shelter, right?
Well, Janus Youth, we have a contract in their homeless youth shelter. That's a streetlight, porch light, as well as a program they have for commercially sexually exploited youth. So to help get kids safe when they've been in very unsafe situations, we represent those workers.
Okay, so turning to this Wednesday's IWW 101, what would people hear if they came?
What they'd learn is just a brief little piece of history about the IWW, but just where we come from, what our mission is, and sort of where we see things going. But more importantly, they would really learn about our model of union organizing, which is commonly called solidarity unionism. The way we view organizing is one that, is a model that's based in direct action, in the sort of actions that workers can take themselves rather than relying on labor lawyers or arbitration from the National Labor Relations Board or other parties to sort of mediate their needs.
This is Joe Clement for the Old Mole Variety Hour talking with Shin Steiner of the Portland IWW about their upcoming intro class, IWW 101. If you go looking for the IWW, the Industrial Workers of the World, online, you will either come across their website or maybe the famous preamble to their constitution, which I won't read in its entirety, but I wanted to ask you about a line that happens toward the end of it, and it says, instead of the conservative motto of a fair day's wage for a fair day's work, we must inscribe on our banner the revolutionary watchword, abolition of the wage system. Well, what does revolutionary mean in this context? What is revolutionary about the IWW's unionism?
So a lot of unions go for increases in pay. They go for better grievance models. They go for perhaps just an increase in benefits. And those are all vital to people. But they don't necessarily challenge the underlying balance of power. The reason workers have to fight to get what they need from their boss, to get better pay, to get benefits, to get health care, to get better hours, or heaven forbid, less hours, but same pay. The reason they have to do that is because in the workplace, the boss is a dictator. The boss controls the flow of terrain. They control what happens when and how, or at least, you know, that's the established order of things. The IWW sees this as the root of the inequalities in all economic activity. So we try and make sure that workers can come together and democratically take power back, that they, on their own terms and through their own actions, take charge of their labor, take charge of how work's done, of who does it and where, because they're the ones doing it. So in this sense, it's getting to the root. It's getting to the radical core of the problem. And in that sense, it builds a new way of living and of being and of relating to each other. When you see people really start to confront their boss together, when you see a coworker who's, you know, they're going through hard times economically, and you've banded together because they're being singled out by their boss for any sort of unfair discrimination, and your entire crowd of coworkers marches on that boss, delivers a letter saying, you're going to stop targeting any of us for your retaliation, you're not going to play favorites, and you're going to give us all a raise, you see people start to come alive, start to think of themselves as human, as start to really understand what they're capable of. Because so often we just have to follow the orders of the boss, and we have to, you know, whether we like them or not becomes kind of irrelevant. We just do what we're told, and we start to think less and less, and to be less and less. The IWW is about waking us up. It's about taking power so that we can be who we are.
So if somebody joins the IWW, what are they getting out of that? What do they get?
Well, they get connection to thousands of coworkers and radical workers all over this continent, and in fact, actually the world, who will have their back, will be open to talking and help them think through conversations and organizing models and all the minutiae that come up in any campaign. But they also have people who, even here in town, will have their back, who will support them and mentor them and be mentored by them. There's no end of things. I mean, I've been in the union for 10 years, and I can't tell you how much I've learned from people that just come in off the street. Those lessons will be with me for a lifetime.
So before we wrap up, could you just say again when and where people want to be for this Industrial Workers of the World intro class?
So the intro class to the IWW will be held at 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday, May 3rd, at the IWW Union Hall here in Portland at 2249 East Burnside. There will be snacks provided as well as childcare, though please contact us beforehand with any childcare needs so that we can have enough volunteers to take care of the kiddos. Email us at secretary@portlandiww.org.
I have been talking with Shin Steiner, branch secretary of the Portland IWW, about their upcoming intro class and what makes the IWW different as a union. Thanks for coming on, Shin.
Thank you for having me.
You've got to join that one big union. You've got to join it by yourself. Everybody here will join it with you. You've got to join the one big union by yourself. If the road gets rough and rocky, if the hills get steep and high, we will sing as we go marching, that we'll win one big union by and by. Brothers gotta join that one big union. Brothers gotta join.